أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لقد تاب الله على النبي والمهاجرين والأنصار الذين اتبعوه في ساعة العسرة من بعد ما كاد يزيغ قلوب فريق منهم ثم تاب عليهم إنه بهم رؤوف رحيم. وعلى الثلاثة الذين خلفوا حتى إذا ضاقت عليهم الأرض بما رحبت وضاقت عليهم أنفسهم وظنوا أن لا ملجأ من الله إلا إليه ثم تاب عليهم ليتوبوا إن الله هو التواب الرحيم. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 117 and 118 of Surah At-Tawbah. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about those people, those Sahaba of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who immediately responded to the call of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, despite the difficulties of going out at Tabuk. And then Allah Ta'ala speaks about those who hesitated a little. And then Allah Ta'ala speaks about those who were sincere but had not participated. Hence Allah Ta'ala begins the discussion here. لَقَدْ تَابَ اللَّهُ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ. Certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showered His mercy upon the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thereafter Allah ta'ala says, wal muhajirin wal ansar. And the muhajirin and the ansar, muhajirin, those that came from Makkah Mukarrama, ansar, those who were the dwellers of Medina Tayyiba, alladhina taba'u, those who followed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam without any hesitation whatsoever. They responded to the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here Allah ta'ala again does not take Tabuk by its name or the expedition, but Allah ta'ala describes the situation fi sa'atil usra, at the difficult moment, at the difficult hour. What was this difficult moment and difficult hour? Could have been only described by Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He said, we emerged in the path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala amongst the different challenges of heat. Then there was one person, or rather 10 people to one conveyance. They will ride, 9 will walk, and that is how they went out in the path of Allah. Then Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, there was a scarcity of water on the way, to the extent that we felt that our heads are going to fall off. In other words, dehydration. It took Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu one day when we were pitched at a place, and Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, make dua that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives us water. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded, the dua was made and the rain came down. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, it was only when we left from there that we realized that the rain had only come at that spot where Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum were. Those who had whatever utensils, filled the utensils. And in that way, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu speaks about the sa'atul usra, this very difficult moment that Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum had gone through. So that was the one group of people that had responded immediately to the call of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The second group of people, min ba'di ma kada yazihu qulubu fariqin minhum. After that, very soon the hearts of a group of those people would have become crooked. In other words, had they not responded, even after hesitating a while, but had they not responded, then that would have impacted on their hearts, impacted on the hidayat that Allah Ta'ala had blessed them with, and their hearts would have swayed from the path of Allah Rabbul Izzat. This teaches us also the very, very important lesson that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives us tawfiq. Allah Ta'ala gives us divine guidance sometimes. He guides our heart to carry out a deed. And then sometimes we delay and we delay. This happens quite often when it is about spending in the path of Allah, going out in the path of Allah, and other aspects also. So when we delay, that heart is now turning away from Allah Rabbul Izzat. And that is why Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala expressed it, مَا كَمِنْ بَعْدِ مَا كَادَ يَزِيغُ قُلُوبُ فَرِيقٍ مِّنْهُمْ. After a while, Allah Ta'ala says, ثُمَّ تَابَ عَلَيْهِمْ. Then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had forgiven them also. So the one group that was unhesitant, gone out in the path of Allah, the second group that hesitated, إِنَّهُ بِهِمْ رَؤُوفُ الرَّحِيمُ. Certainly Allah Ta'ala is most kind, Allah Ta'ala is most merciful. وَعَلَى الثَّلَاثَةِ الَّذِينَ خُلِّفُوا. Now Allah Ta'ala speaks about three sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. These were not only sincere sahaba, but they were sahaba that had given their life for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ka'b ibn Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Hilal ibn Umayyah, and Murara ibn Rabi' radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. These three sahaba, the description of the entire incident has been given by Sayyidina Ka'b radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the gist of which was that Allah had given us means, Allah ta'ala had given us everything, but we delayed in going out in the preparation. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam left. We still delayed. We thought that we'll catch Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam en route. But then there was still this delay, and of course it was now too late. And now we heard Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam is on the return. Now we would remember that Allah Ta'ala spoke about that group of Sahaba that went to Masjid al-Nabawi. They tied themselves to the pillar or to the pillars of Masjid al-Nabawi, and then their tawbah was announced. These three Sahaba were not in that group, but what they did was, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam had come, despite the fact that they could have made excuses, they didn't make excuses to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They were honest to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. There was no barrier, there was nothing that kept them back, but they themselves did not emerge in the path of Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam left the case to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. 50 days was a boycott, where Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum were told not to speak to these three. After 40 days, for the last 10 days, they were told not to engage with their wives in any marital activities. And in that way, these Sahaba had completed these 50 days. One important aspect with regards to Ka'b ibn Malik, that in that period of time, the king of Ghassan had come, had sent a message to Medina Munawwara with a messenger to Sayyidina Ka'b radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that if your master is not treating you well, come away to us. In other words, we will give you all the treatment. But these Sahaba, they remained very, very steadfast, and they became the example of truthfulness, of speaking the truth and honesty to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So Allah Ta'ala says, Allah had forgiven the three. Alladhina khullifu, whose matter had been deferred or who remained behind. Hatta idha daqat alayhimul ard, until the earth narrowed upon them. Sayyidina Ka'b himself said that it was as though the earth had been narrowed upon us, constrained. We could not move anywhere. Bima rahubat, despite the fact that the earth is vast. Wadaqat alayhim anfusuhum, then their own selves, their own hearts had become narrow. In other words, it became difficult for them to live. Wadhannu alla malja'a min Allah illa ilayh, and certainly they understood that there is no refuge from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala but to Allah Rabbul Izzat. There is no one in this world that can save us from Allah but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala himself. Thumma taba alayhim, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had forgiven them. Liyatubu, so that they may return to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Inna allaha huwa at-tawwab, certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that, without any doubt, Allah ta'ala accepts repentance. Ar-Rahim, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is most merciful. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.